From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of 7 Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and security forces rescued at least 13 others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion, therefore the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
It's amazing why they should be targeted in this way, much more so Bangladesh, because here we have not allowed religion to be a source of discord. We said everyone has freedom of religion. No one will impose, and this, I believe, is entirely consistent with our own religion.
French news agency quotes a senior Bangladeshi minister today as saying the attackers had no connection with the Islamic State, but were instead members of a homegrown militant group. Reuters also quotes the national police chief saying the 7 militants were all Bangladeshis and that authorities had tried to arrest 5 of them in the past. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks in recent months, mostly targeting secular bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. A group of influential American lawmakers and other officials has begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict. This is VOA News. Reaction to the White House report on civilian casualties and drone strikes was mixed in Pakistan. The country has suffered the highest number of strikes and casualties outside of active conflict zones. That story now from VOA's Yisra Tamzin in Islamabad.
Responding to the U.S. drone report, Pakistan's Foreign Office reiterated its calls for an immediate cessation of drone strikes. The statement said the strikes violated Pakistan's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Pakistan's government routinely denounces the strikes, which are deeply unpopular among the public, but authorities are believed to privately consent to the operations targeting militants in the country's tribal regions. Drone strikes was a much bigger issue in Pakistan a couple of years ago, when the frequency of these strikes was higher. Over the last 5 years, they have gone down significantly, from 128 in 2010 to 13 last year and only 3 this year. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war and discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and suppression of human rights.
My priorities are Jewish priorities, Jewish fears, Jewish hopes, Jewish struggles. But they are not exclusive. That's why I try to be involved in every cause possible dealing with human rights.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. Australians may have to wait a few more days to find out who will be in charge of the next government, as election results are still too close to call. Australia's Conservative ruling coalition and opposition are running neck and neck so far in vote counting from Saturday's election, and neither side may have the seats to form a majority government. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today he has every confidence his coalition has won the national elections and that he'll be able to form a coalition government. But speaking to supporters late on Saturday, opposition leader Bill Shorten sounded optimistic for his party, which currently holds the lead. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and as always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.